The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
To radio's most challenging hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, out of your Holy Bible, the Word of Almighty God, I welcome you to hear this true prophetic message taught in Holy Ghost anointing. Also, I call your attention to this profound truth, that this ministry is establishing a voice that will be trusted in the spiritual darkness we've entered and into the rising, gathering storm of great violence and moral corruption. And if you haven't heard this true, no-nonsense gospel broadcast before, you'll discern very quickly that this is not a typical religious talk show. Well, I pray the Lord will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message out of the scriptures of your Holy Bible, sent in Holy Ghost anointing, entitled, Victory Over the World, Over Sin, Over the Flesh, and over the devil. May the Lord truly give you ears to hear. And I begin with a scripture found in John the 8th chapter from Jesus Christ, the great prophet of Nazareth, the Son of God. John 8, verse 32. Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And these religious people answered Jesus and said, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Well, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and that means a slave to sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. See, Jesus is talking about sin and the consequences of sin, which is heartache and sorrow and ruin and disease and all kinds of other terrible experiences, including poverty and broken homes and broken hearts. But sin, Jesus is talking about here, is if Jesus himself, he says, if I make you free from sin, you shall be free indeed. Free from sin. Didn't mean he just wouldn't, he just look over your sins and smile and say, well, you can't help it. No, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus came to set men free from sin. We look around and see signs of spiritual decay and moral perversion everywhere in this nation. It's full of churches and preachers and radio broadcasts, gospel programs so-called, and TV shows that are nothing more than just religious entertainment programs. People giving up to the flesh, the sins of the flesh and the devil, and it's brought signs of the Antichrist and the false prophet everywhere. And ladies and gentlemen, did you know that sin is a reproach to any people? Proverbs 14 and 34 declares, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Do you know that if you're in the grace of God, you don't commit sin? If you're sinning every day, you're not in the grace. You're in disgrace, and you're really a disgrace to Jesus Christ. And if you live a sinful lifestyle, that is, you smoke and you beer guzzle and you cocktail sip, you lie and you curse and you gamble, you commit immorality, you dress immodestly with no shamefacedness nor sobriety, and you profess to be in the grace of God and a Christian, You're really in disgrace, and you're a disgrace to the cross of Jesus Christ. And we need to recognize the fact that Jesus came to set men free from sin. Well, we've heard the saying that everybody has to sin. No, we don't. There's an old saying from one of the most eminent preachers that America ever produced back in the early days of the Pilgrims named Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, to err is human, to forgive is divine. Well, people do err, and God forgives if they repent. And repent means that you give up that stupid sin and you start living right. And God's grace is sufficient. And living in disgrace is not grace, ladies and gentlemen. And the preacher that tells you this, you ought to consider him a good friend. This kind of preaching of the Word of God right out of your Holy Bible may convict you and make you feel uncomfortable if you're not totally right with God, and it ought to, but you ought to be ashamed of yourself if you dislike me for telling you the truth. I'm your friend and maybe the best friend you have in this world. Old Brother Paul exclaimed one time in one of his great epistles, Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? 1 John the 3rd chapter and verse 6 says, whosoever abideth in him, Christ, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. There's something the Bible calls the fear of God. And that's not an irrational fear. It's not a phobia fear. It's not the kind of fear that the Bible tells you in 1 John the fourth chapter, that perfect love casteth out fear. No, it don't cast out the fear of God. Because the Bible tells us plainly, and that was from the Apostle Peter in Acts the 10th chapter, verses 34 and 35. Peter opened his mouth and said, I perceive of a truth that God is no respecter of persons. For in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Well, there's something else left out of our church culture in this generation and the preaching of the Word of God, and that is that preachers today leave out the preaching of the prophets of the Old Testament. And you know what? How about this scripture, ladies and gentlemen? James the 5th chapter, verses 10 and 11. It says, take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken unto you in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. If you want victory over sin, flesh, and the devil, you're going to have to be taught something from the lives of the prophets of the Old Testament. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You've heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But you take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for your example. Well, why don't we believe the Bible? In, well, very close here, while we're in this area of the Bible, in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 and 2, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, that's in the Old Testament, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. And you know, really, we are built upon the foundation of the prophets of the Old Testament and the holy apostles of the New Testament. And Jesus Christ himself is not our whole foundation. He is the chief cornerstone. Well, let's look at the scriptures found in Ephesians, the second chapter, please. Ephesians, the second chapter, is a great place to start, verse 19. Now, therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. See, we've got to have the preaching of those old prophets of God that God used and dealt with. They're our examples, and we might as well open the old Bible and dust it off and get the truth and know the truth to be able that we can say that we truly are free. Oh, Lord, the truth makes us free from sin and its consequences. Well, here's a great scripture here in Acts the 30th chapter, verse 40 and 41. Beware therefore, this is from the Apostle Paul, beware therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, you despisers and wonders and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though it be declared by a man unto you. Well, men are going to declare the word of God to us. God still uses prophets, ladies and gentlemen. And he put them in the church, and we have some preachers today. They want to dismantle the ministry and bring it down to evangelists and pastors. But in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 11, the Bible says, God gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Here is a revelation of that victory over the flesh, sin, and the devil. Now listen, he goes on, verse 14, Ephesians 4, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Everything somebody preaches to us, you got to be settled down, and it's out of the Old Testament, along with the apostles of Jesus Christ, and says that we might be delivered as children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, where they lie in wait to deceive. Ladies and gentlemen, to have victory over the sins of the flesh, the world, and the devil, we must know and be taught something about the prophets of the Old Testament. For the Bible said, take my brethren the prophets who have spoken unto you in the name of the Lord for an example. Take them for our example, and then we're safe. And God was so, Lord, he predicted here of this end time generation we're in, he knew we'd need prophets in this mess that the church is in today. So in the last two verses of the Old Testament, out of your Holy Bible, Malachi 4, 5 and 6, God said, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Before Jesus Christ returns, Elijah the prophet will come. And he'll turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. How can we live victoriously over sin, flesh, and the devil? That is, through the words of Jesus, we'll know the truth, and the truth will make us free. And Jesus is not coming back to this world in his second advent to translate an army of slaves to sin to heaven on a cloud of glory. And the church today is captive to the flesh and the devil, and it takes the message of a prophet to stir them and turn them back to the holiness and to the fear of God. Shall we pray? Father, I pray that you'll hear the prayer of thy servant in the heart of all thy servants that desire to fear thy name, the heart of the backslider and the sinner, and deliver them from the bondage of sin, from evil habits, from unclean and impure thoughts and ways, that they will repent and turn to the Lord with all their heart for divine favor and forgiveness. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen. I pray that God will give you victory. Well, I have sometimes thought about many of the things that I preach on the Bible, and there's a little proverb or a little poetic statement once made by Everett Edward Hale. He says, I'm only one man, but I am one man. I can't do everything, but I can do something. And what I can do, I ought to do. And what I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do. And that's my pledge to you today, ladies and gentlemen. This is Brother Ray Pringle, my mailing address, Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, the zip 32207. I pray that you will write us this week, and you'll share a fellowship offering, a love offering, to help my voice to stay strong and continue on your station and other stations around this hemisphere and nation. Praise God. If you're not receiving our monthly magazine, write at request, and we'll mail it to you without cost or obligation by the grace of God. Now until our next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion, is my prayer for every one of you.